Hare Krishna. It's starting to warm up here in Hungary. There were a few warm days this year, hot days. Aside from that, it's been warm to cool and even cold, as a result of which somehow or another I just managed to catch a cold. Today I have a question from a Sola Shidani who was referring to a blog on the internet which I went to and saw. It was in Hungarian, and it's about offering prayers to negative beings like Adharma, Bhaya, and so on in order to be free from their influence and be able to practice Krishna consciousness. On the surface, it looks like it's something that could help you advance. But anyway, Daniel's asking, well, what is this? How do I relate to this? I'll give my reasoning why it's just so much nonsense. But it really shouldn't be necessary. Devotees who know Bhagavad Gita, know Srimad Bhagavatam, know Srila Prabhupada, then they simply need to ask, is this something that we read about in the Bhagavatam? Is this something that Krishna talks about in Bhagavad Gita? Is this something that Prabhupada did or told us to do or recommended or even hinted at? And if the answer is no, then you just write it off. If Prabhupada didn't say it, then write it off. It's not in line with the Acharyas and Shastra, write it off. And in fact, it's just the very opposite. The worship of beings in the darkness is worship in the mode of darkness. It's something that Krishna tells us not to get involved in, certainly not for pure Vaishnavas. For devotees. It's a funny thing. Pray to Dharma in order that I can be dharmic. But the whole thing about adharma, excuse me, pray to adharma so that I can be dharmic. But the whole thing about adharma is that you can't trust him. So why in the world do you think that he's going to leave you alone? It's so silly. Our business, what is it that Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada recommends us to do? Sarvadama Pritya Mami Kam Sharan Vajra. Krishna says, just take shelter of me. It's a question of faith. Do we have faith in Krishna? Do we have faith that Krishna's shelter can protect us from all types of negative powers? We don't need to worry about appealing to other living entities. What to speak of negative powers? Devashi Bhutata Vinam Prithvinam. We don't have any obligation to positive powers, living entities, even demigods and sages and so on. Because by serving Krishna, all of those obligations are fulfilled. So it's a matter of faith. That's what faith is all about. Faith is about the fact that if I serve Krishna, all my needs will be taken care of. If I chant Hare Krishna, then chanting of the holy names will take care of everything, will provide everything auspicious, and will protect me from all things that are inauspicious. When Srila Prabhupada is commenting on the Putana pastime, and he says how there are witches, Kachari, who are vampires, they drink the blood of children. But he says these vampires can't go to those places where the Lord's holy name is being chanted. So Prabhupada doesn't say we should therefore worship Kacharis in order to keep them away or pray to them. No, we chant Hare Krishna, and by chanting Hare Krishna, then we don't have any worry for all of these things. So we should put our faith in the Lord. And ultimately, these things are a test of faith. Do we have faith that simply by serving Krishna, then whatever we need is yoga, kshema, bahami, is all taken care of. That's what Krishna consciousness is really all about. First you start by praying to living entities, and then the recommendation will be that you should perform some sacrifice to appease them, and then one just simply goes down into dark regions, going down into the mode of ignorance oneself by associating with the mode of ignorance. But Vedic scriptures say just the opposite. Tamase ma jyoti gama. No, we want to come out of the darkness and come into the light. And what is the light? Krishna Surya Samahayamaya Andhakar. Our conviction is, no, we just want to please Krishna, satisfy Krishna. And then whatever happens, just accept that that's his will. So that's I don't know if there's any such comparable thing in other languages, but this is an answer here, and it's always amazing what comes up, amazing what people come up with, what material energy inspires, but devotees shouldn't become distracted, discouraged, but they should continue on with determination and faith. And it should associate with those things that give faith, devotees of faith. We're studying Shastra, and particularly this good association. This will help us rise above the modes of material nature. This will give us the inspiration that no matter what, we know only Krishna and nothing else. Hare Krishna.